and Candy Machine ending up the set with Humming Clutter. 11:30 on a Wednesday night. My name is Steve Kreitzer. The show is called Turmoil. As we do every week at the midway point, we have some type of special feature, whether it be a feature label, artist, album, theme, whatever. And tonight we're having a special feature on a band from the area called Problem. They have a cassette out. Let's give a listen to it right now. This is Problem with Metal Slut, and we'll be talking to Linda and Caroline in a minute. FM Turmoil, music from a local band called Problem, and that was Metal Slut from their new demo cassette. With me in the studio is Linda and Caroline. How you doing tonight?
Okay, pretty good.
Pretty good, Steve. How
okay.
are you?
Okay.
I always mention you guys as a local band, but I can never exactly pin down where you're from. I always see Caroline in Lake Ronkonkoma, but is that where you're really from?
Me? No. No. I'm from NYC, Manhattan, actually.
So how do you hook up with these hicks from the sticks?
These hicks from the sticks? It's one of those ads in the paper, you know. The entree knew between you and me, so we just, like, you know, hit it off, answered an ad, and we've been, like, working real hard at shit, so it's been going pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's been going great.
And Lloyd, I guess, is from Parts Unknown, and
Greg's from Ronkonkoma. I'm originally from Queens, so
that's the whole island.
Far as tells, like, well, the Ramones.
Yeah, but it took 2.5 hours to get out here in this rain, Steve. So
I had the same problem.
It was a problem.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about who's in the band, who does what? I know you sing. Do you write
the
songs?
Yeah. No, actually, Lloyd and Lenny are the writers, and. Lloyd plays, you know, guitar, and Lenny's on the bass, and we got Greg on drums. We got a new drummer, so he sounds pretty good, so we're going to check it out tomorrow night, see how we all do. We got our first gig coming up in the city at Chase.
Right.
So
as Problem.
Yes, as Problem.
Because you've played before this different band, November Rain, was it? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that became a problem.
Yeah, I wasn't with them back then, but so I'm the new Problem here, so we'll see how it goes.
Okay, so tomorrow night, sort of like the premiere of the band and everything.
Yeah, 9 o'clock, right, Caroline?
Yeah, it's going to be very exciting.
Space to Chase in New York City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to come down.
Definitely.
So don't name names, but like, how many metal sorts have you encountered?
Well, I just think that it's about time somebody wrote a song about them,
yeah.
though. You know,
yeah.
I mean...
They need to be bothered. It's just so lame.
Exactly.
You know?
But I know a couple... Definitely. How about you?
Me? Well, I've never known a metal slut, but I've known other sluts.
Gotcha.
Good one, too.
So, do you think you'll face problems being like a female singer in an all-male band?
Oh, no, I think it's...
They're not trying to hit up on you or anything?
No, but... I think it's, you know, there's a need for that out there right now. I mean... You know, I used to work on the other end of the business, and I would check out all these singers and stuff and say, you know, I go up there, you know, that's it. It's like, I want to be on stage. Mm-hmm. That's where I belong, you know, so I've been doing it. And mm-hmm. I always work better with guys anyway, so.
And what about the crowd reaction? It mostly punk scene is mostly male-dominated.
Well, look out, because, you know, we got something new that's out there and, you know, hasn't been heard before, so. You know, you got to like it. You got to listen to it.
You think the 90s is going to be the decade of the female punk bands? There's so many bands coming out in the last year or two.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of female bands are doing, you know, punk bands are doing all right, like Summer's Eve and stuff. So, you know, and L7, you know, mm-hmm. they're getting a lot
right.
of publicity, you know, mm-hmm. like in The Voice and stuff. And, you know, I think that if you're a good singer, it doesn't matter if you're male or female. It's like, you know, you just represent the music mm-hmm. and it comes through.
Okay, well, why don't we give a listen? I don't have your next song queued up. I can't do it while I'm talking to you. So we're going to go to another female band, though, while I get their next song queued up. This is Bikini Kill from the compilation EP. There's a Dyke in the Pit. This is called Suck My Left One here on Turmoil. FM Turmoil, music from Bikini Kill, Suck My Left One. That's from a compilation EP featuring all female bands, Tribate, Lucy Stoner, 7 Year Bitch. That was Suck My Left One. With me in the studio is Linda and Caroline of Problem. Caroline, you're not really a member, you're the manager.
Yeah, booking manager. Yeah, but my husband, I usually said a lot of the words, so he wrote them down, so some of the songs are, you know, I have to do what I say.
Right.
So.
So how tough is it to book a band or on the island?
Oh, it's on the island? Forget it. No chance in hell for us. They don't want, Long Island doesn't want us. That's for sure.
And what about New York City? How's it been going in there?
It's going pretty well. I got CB's and I got Nobody's.
ABC No Rio.
And ABC No Rio.
So we got a bunch
the 26th
of stuff coming up.
In the city, but not on Long Island.
That's all right with me. I'd rather go to the city.
But I think that we'll be, I think, and we talked about this last night, me and Lloyd and the band members, we said we would be the first band to ever play on the planet Mars. So that's for you, Lloyd, out there. I know you wanted to hear that one. So, yeah, we're going to be doing pretty good.
Have you been working with other Long Island bands to maybe get something going out here?
At the moment, no, not really.
Do you plan on doing anything like that?
On the island?
Yeah.
It depends.
Yeah.
It depends. You know, it depends on the group and, you know, if it was something more similar to us. So, yeah, but...
I think our competition mainly lies in, you know... in the city right now, because it's like everybody wants to play the city and we're getting the gigs there, so mm-hmm. you know, it's like where people are going to come and see us and hear us, you know. It's like a central point for everyone. It's hard to get people to come out from the city of Long mm-hmm. Island, you know. Yeah. But we'd certainly, you know, consider something, maybe, you know, if it came up.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Definitely.
So what's next for the band? Record?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? If anybody's out there that's interested, you know.
Yeah.
But we definitely want to do like some vinyl first or something, and, you know, get some airplay and people come out and, you know, see the band. think it's important, like, to get a following and, you know, to see us, you know, live, because, you know, people, you know, hear music and they like it, but they got to see what's going on, too. You know, but definitely, and, you know, we got a great group of people, serious musicians, and we got great help of our friend John and stuff. So it's like, hey, John, if you're out there listening.
Yeah.
But,
plus, I think...
Yeah, we're planning to carry it as far as we can definitely go for it. You know, we're happening.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, there's going to be a change in music. I see that. I really think that metal's going to be dead in a few years. So, yeah, definitely.
Well, you never know either with the music business. I mean, it's like always a switch. But there's that opportunity out there for bands like us. So
yeah,
you know.
It's been hard though, but it's going to get better. It's gotten better because we got those gigs in the city, so we're not doing too bad.
That's right.
We're moving along.
Why don't you run down the gigs for us?
Okay.
I want to check you out.
Well, tomorrow night, a Space to Chase, and we go on at 9 o'clock, and then I got Nobody's, and that's August 12th, going 8. CBGB's, I believe that's 10:15, and ABC No Rio is at 6.
And that's
the 26th.
Yeah.
And the CB show is when?
16th.
Yeah, it's a
on
Sunday night.
So you're doing two shows that day?
No, the 26th is ABC No Rio.
When's Nobody's then?
The 12th.
All right, Nobody's the 12th, CB's the 16th, and ABC
is
the 26th.
You got it,
okay.
ABC.
Right. That's it. That's it, baby.
Okay, I'm not even going to go any further on that.
Okay.
Okay, why don't you explain the next cut we're going to play, Problem Child, and we'll go
okay.
out with that.
Okay, Problem Child was written by my husband, Lenny, and it's about children that grow up and become problem children, and that's basically what it's about. So, you know, that's
okay.
Right.
Thanks for stopping by tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank
Linda
you.
Linda and Caroline Steve. Of the band Problem.
Thank you, Steve.
An all New York band, I'll just mention it as that. I won't even say a Long Island band anymore.
You can say right Lake Ronkonkoma, though.
Okay.
We like
but
that.
Can I spell it?
Sorry, Suffolk County.
Okay. And check them out. Space to Chase tomorrow night. Problem here on
Thank
Turmoil.
You.
Just to get aggression out, you know. That's why I do it, just to get aggression out. they cut their hair and, you know, they dye it, and then they come up there, and, you know, a lot of them cause problems. You know, you see the young kids with their heads shaved, and they really get belligerent.
Short hair is just the clean-cut American.